Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Before we discuss this lesson today, let us bow our heads and pray.
在我们开始研究之前，请各位低头，我们祷告。
我们慈悲的天父上帝，我们感谢你再让我们有这样好的机会共同研究你的圣道。我们感谢你，因为我们有这样的特权，这样的自由，求主祝福每一位听众，求主帮助我们打开书本的时候，可以从这个学课里得到你为我们所预备的真理。我们这样祈求，完全是奉主的圣名，阿们。Today we study lesson 28.
今天我们研究第二十八课。
Lesson 28.
第二十八课。
The subject of lesson 28 is the Christ of prophecy continued.
第二十八课，仍旧是研究在预言中的基督。
Someone has aptly called Jesus Christ.
有人曾经以一个很合适的名称来称呼耶稣基督。
The man who wrote his autobiography before he was ever born.
称耶稣基督是在还没有出生之前就已经写好了自传的人。
This is true indeed.
这是很实在的。
When we realize that the prophets spoke for and by the Spirit of Christ.
其实在我们了解先知乃是受耶稣基督的灵的感动而写出了圣经。
Yes, the prophets spoke for Christ and they spoke by Christ.
他们是为耶稣基督讲话，也是借着耶稣基督讲话。
First Peter 1:11.
彼得前书一章十一节。
The prophet Isaiah described the nature of Christ's work.
以赛亚先知形容耶稣基督工作的性质。
700 years before he came to earth.
那么这个预言发出的时候，是在耶稣基督来到这世界以前700年。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
主耶和华的灵在我身上。
Because the Lord hath anointed me.
因耶和华用膏膏我。
To preach good tidings unto the meek.
叫我传好信息给谦卑的人。
He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted.
差遣我医好伤心的人。
To proclaim liberty to the captives.
报告被掳的得释放。
And the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
被囚的出监牢。
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
报告耶和华的恩年。
And the day of vengeance of our God,
和我们上帝报仇的日子。
To comfort all that mourn,
安慰一切悲哀的人。
Isaiah 61:1-2.
以赛亚61:1-2.
On a Sabbath day in Nazareth,
在拿撒勒有一个安息日。
Jesus stood up in the synagogue.
耶稣站在会堂里头。
Yes, a synagogue is a Jewish, place for meeting. And read these words from Isaiah.
他就从以赛亚的书里头念了这些话。
Then he remarked to the audience.
然后他就对听众们说，
This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
就是今天这个圣经是应验在你们的耳中了。
Luke 4:21.
路加四章二十一节。
Yes, Christ was a preacher of good tidings.
基督是传好信息的那一位。
Good tidings or good news. That sinners may be saved.
就是罪人可以得着释放。
He was the great liberator.
他是一位伟大的解救者。
Who would storm Satan's stronghold.
还要攻破撒旦的监垒。
And release the captives from the prison house of sin and the grave.
要从罪恶的这个牢狱和坟墓之间释放那些被掳的人。
The entire 53rd chapter of Isaiah
以赛亚书五十三章的全部
is a prophecy of the sufferings and death of Christ.
就是论到基督的受苦与受死。
His death was not for sins of his own.
他之所以死并不是为他自己所犯的罪
but to make atonement for the sins of others
而是要取赎世人所犯的罪
space forbids our quoting the entire chapter
由于篇幅的限制我们不能把整章都录下来
but we will quote some of this chapter
但是我们要提到这一章的一部分
He is despised and rejected of men.
他被藐视，被人厌弃。
A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
多受痛苦，常经忧患。
He hath borne our griefs.
他诚然担当了我们的忧患。
And carried our sorrows.
背负了我们的痛苦。
He was wounded for our transgressions.
他为我们的过犯受害。
He was bruised for our iniquities.
为我们的罪孽压伤。
The chastisement of our peace.
因他受的刑罚我们得平安。
Was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed.
因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。
The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华却将我们众人的罪孽归在他身上。
He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。
And as a sheep before her shearers is dumb.
又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声。
So he openeth not his mouth.
他也是这样不开口。
He was cut off out of the land of the living.
他从活人之地被剪除。
Or he was killed. He made his grave with the wicked.
他是与恶人同埋。
And with the rich in his death.
死的时候却与财主同葬。
He hath poured out his soul unto death.
他将命倾倒以至于死。
And he was numbered with the transgressors.
他也被列在罪犯之中。
And he bare the sin of many.
他却担当多人的罪。
And made intercession for the transgressors.
又为罪犯代求。
Notice the reference to His not answering back at his trial.
我们且注意这一段论到在他受审的时候不还口的这一句话。
See Matthew 27:12-14 for the fulfillment.
我们可以看马太福音27:12-14看应验的情形。
Note too the reference to his death with sinners.
我们也可以注意到他与罪人同死的情形。
You know he was crucified between two thieves.
你知道他是被钉在两个强盗之间的那个十字架上。
Yet after his death, he was buried in the grave of a very rich man.
但是在他死了以后，却是被放在一个很有钱的财主的坟墓里。
Yes, he was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea.
就是亚利马太的约瑟坟墓里。
See Matthew 27:57-60 for the fulfillment.
我们可以看马太27:57-60，看那应验的情形。
By piercing Jesus' hands, the piercing of Jesus' hands and feet.At his crucifixion.
在耶稣被钉十字架的时候，他的手与他的脚被扎穿了。
And the dividing of his clothes among the soldiers.
还有那些强盗们分他的衣服。
Who crucified him are foretold in Psalm 22:16-18.
在诗篇第22:16-18已经提到，已经预言到这件事情了。
They pierced.My hands and my feet.
他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
They parted my garments among them.
他们分我的外衣。
And cast lots upon my vesture.
为我的里衣拈阄。
Death by crucifixion was not known in David's day.
在大卫的那个时代，并没有钉十字架这种死刑。
It was an invention of the Romans.
这乃是罗马人所发明。
Notice how exactly verse 18 was fulfilled.
我们且注意第十八节应验的多么准确。
Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus,
当那些兵丁给耶稣钉了十字架之后
,took his garments,
就拿了他的衣服。
And made four parts.
分为四份。
To every soldier a part.
每兵一份。
And also his coat.
又拿他的里衣。
Now the coat was without seam.
这里衣原来是没有缝。
Woven from the top throughout.
是上下一片织成的。
They said therefore among themselves.
他们就彼此说。
Let us not rend it,
我们不要撕开,
but cast lots for it,
只要拈阄,
whose it shall be,
看谁要得着,
that the scripture might be fulfilled,
要应验经上的话说,
which saith, they parted my raiment among them,
他们分了我的外衣,
and for my vesture, they did cast lots,
为我的里衣拈阄。
These things, therefore, the soldiers did.
这就是那些个兵丁所做的事情。
John 19:23-24.
约翰19:23-24.
The record tells us that Christ was crucified on Friday.
记载告诉我们说，耶稣是在星期五被钉死。
He was in the tomb on Saturday.
在星期六休息在坟墓里头。
The Sabbath,
就是安息日。
And he arose early Sunday,
在星期日清早他就复活了。
The first day of the week,
这也就是一周的第一天。
The preservation of the body of Christ from corruption,
他们要为耶稣基督的身体放一些防腐剂。
Yes, to preserve the body from corruption,
免得这个身体腐烂。
Was revealed to the writer of the Psalms a millennium before.
这件事情在一千多年以前就已经向写诗篇的人写明了。
Yes, the word millennium means 1,000 years. In Psalm 16:10, we read
诗篇第十六篇十节有这样的话
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell or the grave.
因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间或者是坟墓里。
Neither wilt thou suffer thine holy one to see corruption.
也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Dear friend,
亲爱的朋友
what marvelous prophecy.
我们可以看这是多么奇妙的预言。
And what a marvelous Christ.
这是一位多么奇妙的基督。
Who lived from eternity.
他是从亘古就有的
truly, the prophets of old were but Christ's penmen.
实在的，古代的先知不过是替基督写字的人。
Writing down with accuracy the events of Jesus' life long before he was born.
在耶稣基督还没有出生之前很久，就已经很准确地把耶稣一生的情形都写下来了。
Many people who can see are colorblind.
有些个虽然看得见东西的人，但是却是色盲的。
They cannot distinguish the shades of color in sea and sky and forest.
他们不能够分辨海洋、天空和森林的颜色。
To them, nature is but a picture in black and white.
对他们来说，自然界不过是一幅黑白的图画而已。
Many with eyes read the Bible.
很多有眼睛的人，他们念了圣经。
But all they notice are sentences which mean very little.
但是他们所看见的，都是一些个在他们看来是没有什么意义的句子。
They do not see the beautiful portrayal of a mighty God and Savior.
他们并没有看见对于那位全能的上帝和救主所有的那幅美丽的肖像。
Oh, may none of us be like the people of whom Christ spoke.
但愿我们没有一个人是像耶稣基督所论到的那种人。
When he said, they have eyes, but see not.
耶稣论到他们说，他们有眼睛，却看不见。
Now let us read the vocabulary words.To lesson 28.
我们注意第二十八课的生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Autobiography.
自传。
Autobiography. Two. Tidings.
信息。
Tidings. Three. Broken hearted.
伤心的。
Broken.Hearted. Four. Liberator.
解救者.
Liberator. Five. Stronghold.
要塞.
Stronghold. Six. Prison house.
监牢.
Prison house. Seven.Transgressions.
过犯.
Transgressions. Eight. Chastisement.
刑罚.
Or chastisement. Chastisement. Nine. Slaughter.
杀戮.
Slaughter.Ten, shearers.
剪毛的人。
Shearers. Eleven, piercing.
刺穿。
Piercing. Twelve, raiment.
衣服。
Raiment. Thirteen, preservation.
保持。
Preservation. 14. Millennium.
一千年.
Millennium. 5. Portrayal.
肖像.
Portrayal. Let us read lesson 28 over in English.
我们用英文把第二十八课念一遍。
Someone has aptly called Jesus Christ the man who wrote his autobiography before he was ever born. This is true indeed when we realize that the prophets spoke for and by the Spirit of Christ. The prophet Isaiah described the nature of Christ's work 700 years before he came to earth. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. On a Sabbath day in Nazareth, Jesus stood up in the synagogue and read these words from Isaiah. Then he remarked to the audience, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." Yes, Christ was a preacher of good tidings, that sinners may be saved. He was the great liberator, who would storm Satan's stronghold and release the captives from the prison house of sin and the grave. The entire 53rd chapter of Isaiah is a prophecy of the sufferings and death of Christ. His death was not for sins of his own, but to make atonement for the sins of others. Space forbids our quoting the entire chapter, but we will quote some of this chapter. "He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was cut off out of the land of the living. He made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death. He hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." Notice the reference to his not answering back at his trial. Note, too, the reference to his death with sinners. You know he was crucified between two thieves. Yet after his death, he was buried in the grave of a very rich man, Joseph of Arimathea. The piercing of Jesus' hands and feet at his crucifixion, and the dividing of his clothes among the soldiers who crucified him, are foretold in Psalm 22, 16, and 18. "They pierced my hands and my feet. They parted my garments among them, and cast lots upon my vesture." Death by crucifixion was not known in David's day. It was an invention of the Romans. Notice how exactly verse 18 was fulfilled. "Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, 'Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did.'" The Bible, the record, tells us that Christ was crucified on Friday. He was in the tomb on Saturday, the Sabbath, and he arose early Sunday, the first day of the week. The preservation of the body of Christ from corruption was revealed to the writer of the Psalms a millennium before. In Psalm 16:10 we read, "For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." Dear friend, what marvelous prophecies! And what a marvelous Christ who lives from eternity! Truly the prophets of old were but Christ's penmen writing down with accuracy the events of Jesus' life long before he was born. Many people who can see are colorblind. They cannot distinguish the shades of color in sea and sky and forest. To them, nature is but a picture in black and white. Many with eyes read the Bible, but all they notice are sentences which mean very little. They do not see the beautiful portrayal of a mighty God and Savior. Oh, may none of us be like the people of whom Christ spoke when he said, "They have eyes, but see not."
And so we hope that God will open the eyes of your spiritual understanding.
但愿上帝能够打开你属灵的悟性。
Please be with us at the next broadcast.
希望你下次再收听。